Giant Radio, original podcast.
పూర్వం రామ తపోవనాది గమనం హత్వా మృగం కాంచనం వైదేహీ హరణం జటాయు మరణం సుగ్రీవ సంభాషణం వాలి నిగ్రహణం సముద్ర తరణం లంకాపురీ దాహనం పశ్చాత్ రావణ కుంభకర్ణ హననం ఏతద్ధి రామాయణం. దిస్ షూర్ సౌండ్స్ నైస్. Are these lines about praising the Lord? No. This is the entire story of Ramayana in just four lines called Ekashloki Ramayana, meaning Ramayana recited in just one verse. It says, long ago, Lord Rama went to the forest, chased and killed the golden deer. Vaidehi or Sita was kidnapped. Jatayu passed away. Discussions with Sugriva happened. Vali was killed. The ocean was crossed. Lanka was burnt. Then Ravana and Kumbhakarna were killed. This is the story of Ramayana. Ramayana meaning the journey of Rama. An epic that tells the story of Lord Rama in 24,000 verses, describing the entire life and times of Lord Rama along with his wife Sita, can be told in just four lines. Can it get any simpler? Guess it's just like the hero of the story, Lord Rama, a dutiful son, an ideal husband, a loving brother, a reliable friend, a remarkable king, and a perfect human being. But still, so simple, so humble, and so friendly, and so close to everyone who loved him. He is considered the seventh avatara of Lord Vishnu. This avatara was to show the world how a human being should be. How does one learn how to live from another human being? Is it like a role model or an idol? Precisely. The entire life of Rama was so eventful and enthralling. Every aspect of his life educates and energizes everyone who listens, reads, or these days watches it. Like we heard in the previous story, even the Pandavas who heard Rama's story were filled with immense strength. Rama was a prince born to King Dasharatha and his wife Kausalya. Dasharatha had two more wives, Kaikeyi and Sumitra, who also had sons, Bharata for Kaikeyi and the twins Lakshmana and Shatrughna for Sumitra. All the four brothers were inseparable. It was Rama's love that bound them so strongly. As the eldest brother, Rama was their friend, philosopher, and guide. It's not just hard, but I would say it's impossible to find such bonding in brothers these days. Really? If you know what all these brothers did for Rama, you will also agree. It was the time of Rama's coronation. He was to be the next king after Dasharatha. But Kaikeyi, Rama's stepmother, wanted her son, Bharata, to be the king. So she asked Rama to go to the forest for 14 years and Bharata, her son, to be made the king. Rama agreed to go to the forest. Those days, the forest used to be full of wild beasts, demons, reptiles, and all kinds of dangers. Living in the forest would be a dreadful experience for a prince who lived in all luxuries. Despite this, Rama agreed to go to the forest, and immediately Lakshmana also was ready to leave with him. Rama's wife Sita also joined them. The three of them left Ayodhya, their kingdom, and as they were leaving, the entire city was following them. Such was their love for Rama. They did not want to stay in that place without him. Rama had to leave them behind discreetly and move further into the forest. Kaikeyi's son Bharata came back to hear the terrible news about his brother's departure. What do you think he did? Was he glad to be the king and take on the throne? Not at all. He had a bitter fight with his mother and was disgusted with her act. He also left the palace and went in search of Rama to bring him back to the kingdom. When he met Rama at his hermitage in Chitrakuta, Rama refused to get back and asked Bharata to go back and be the king. Bharata refused blatantly. And what do you think he did? He took Rama's footwear and kept it on the throne. And he also left the kingdom and lived in a hermitage outside Ayodhya. He vowed to jump into the fire if Rama did not return immediately on the completion of 14 years. How painful this parting would have been for them. Which is why, even today, the love and the bond amongst the brothers is always desired and wished to be like Rama and his brothers. Rama, despite being a prince, had to live like a hermit, eat only fruits, sleep on the floor, live in huts, walk long distances on thorny paths. It was not just him. He was with his queen Sita, who deserved to be in luxury in a royal palace, and his brother Lakshmana, who sacrificed his happiness and chose to be with Rama. Lakshmana served them all through the day and night, never slept even a wink, was always on the guard. They killed many demons in the Dandaka forest and helped many sages live peacefully without fear. They never worried about leaving the luxuries of the palace. They were happy to live even in the toughest terrains with no complaints. Rama was a great friend too, not just with fellow humans, but also with animals and birds, and transformed even demons. He befriended Sugriva, the lord of the monkeys, and promised to protect him from his wicked brother Vali. Jatayu was a bird who tried to save Rama's wife Sita from the kidnapper Asura Ravana. Ravana chopped Jatayu's wings and injured the bird badly. Rama met Jatayu while looking for Sita. Putting him on his lap, wept and thanked him for his service. Rama also welcomed Vibhishana from the enemy camp, who happened to be Ravana's brother, into their side, despite oppositions from his own team. Rama wouldn't let anyone down who surrendered to him. Vibhishana proved to be loyal to him and helped Rama win the war against his sinful brother Ravana. Rama, even though a prince, was always humble and friendly. He embraced people and expressed his love to all those who yearned to be with him. Be it Guha, a simple boatman who took him across river Ganga, or Shabari, who fed him berries after tasting them, or Hanuman, whom he considered another brother, for without him, finding Sita would have been impossible. Rama lives in everyone's hearts and responds to everyone's call and guides us through his life and his experiences. But do we listen to him? Are we tuned to him? Be sure and try tuning in. Until then, goodbye.